At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Massive week in Pittsburgh sports, and joining us now to get into it for the second time in as many weeks is Pitt Athletic Director Alan Green. Alan, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sure you are a busy man, so we appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Good morning. Happy to be part of this.
What a week. Volleyball with a big one. Basketball with a big out-of-conference game against a P4 opponent on Friday, and then Pitt football with a chance to get into the ACC championship game. And I would imagine that you're expecting packed barns and a packed Acrisure Stadium on Saturday, no?
Well, this is the result of what it should be like if we're all doing what we're supposed to be doing, where they're having a chance to compete for conference championships. So it's an exciting week here in Pittsburgh, obviously with the football game against Miami. Looking for people to come out and create an electric environment like we had to Notre Dame, like what we experienced on the road down in Atlanta. And then also the weather's going to be a little bit cooler. So I don't know if those Miami boys are going to enjoy the cold weather, but it'll be a great one for us.
Alan, Adam said during the break to me, he said, Alan Green has made it cool to go to Pitt again. And I 100% agree with him. You have made it cool to go to Pitt again, and your vibe and just being around you, you could tell that it's a different feeling around the University of Pittsburgh and especially the athletics. Why do you think it's cool to go to Pitt if you're a student or a student athlete?
Yeah, well, I appreciate the compliment. It has nothing to do with me at all. It has everything to do with our coaches and our student athletes, and I think their belief in the fact that we can accomplish what our expectations are. And when we're able to do that, it's an exciting place to be. Part of our jobs and part of what college athletics is about is the student experience, not the student athlete experience, but the student experience. And all of our games are so much more enjoyable. Our weeks are enjoyable when our students are engaged. So we're really looking forward to our students showing up. I know it's Thanksgiving weekend, but after they eat their turkey and pie and stuffing, take a nap, we can get ready for what should be a really exciting game on Saturday.
So Pat Narduzzi, before the Notre Dame game, he got himself into a little bit of hot water, and we joked about it whenever you were on with us back then. And it was a massive win against Georgia Tech. And then Duz, after the game, because of the fake punt, he says, and I quote, "I'm a dumbass. I'm a coach just trying to make a play." And obviously the team is where you'd like it to be right now with a chance to win and get to the conference championship game. What's it been like to get to know Pat over the course now of what has been a really good season that started in a place where I think Pitt fans have to be elated with where it's wound up?
Yeah, well, when you think about how the season started, particularly our second and our third and fourth game when we played at West Virginia and then Louisville at home, those are both games that we're supposed to win. And, you know, there's reasons why we didn't. The team didn't perform the way it was supposed to. The staff didn't prepare the team the way that they were supposed to. Coach ended up making a difficult quarterback change and went to a young kid who's spinning it really well and has got a lot of moxie, and he's leading the charge. So it's exciting. Dues is going to be dues, right? I'm learning that for those who have followed him for the 11 seasons he's been in Oakland, that he's going to say some stuff. I know his intentions.
Right.
And sometimes the words don't come out the way his brain thinks of it, but the man cares. He deeply wants to win deeply. He wants his kids to have a great time, and he wants to put Pitt in position to win a conference championship, and that's the exact position that we're in.
Alan, did I hear this weekend that you're going to try to attempt to smoke a turkey for Thanksgiving?
I think I talk too much. I am going to attempt to try to smoke a turkey. Problem is, I didn't realize you're supposed to, we have a frozen one, and I didn't realize you're supposed to thaw out for 4 days. So I'm going to smoke something. It may not be a turkey, and if I do smoke a turkey, it's probably not going to be very good.
We were just talking about right. that at the start of the show, because I'm like, I got to go buy a turkey. People are like, dude, you can't buy a turkey now. You got no shot to thaw this thing. I had no idea. I thought it comes pre-thawed. Well, I don't know. Jack.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm a dumbass too, right? I'm just a guy who smokes the meat.
Alan, obviously, big one on volleyball on Wednesday. That'll be on KDKA, the basketball game Friday on The Fan, and then on Saturday also on The Fan, Pitt against Miami. I believe, so we're giving away tickets every hour. The phone lines were so packed for that football game. I believe you're behind that. Was this your initiative to pack the ACK?
You'll learn. It's never my initiative. I might be the brainchild and like the guy who's like, mwah. But we have a great team, staff members who are creative and have seen what it looks like when you're operating at a high level from an administrative perspective. And our team has done a great job of being out and about and of getting our fan base excited. And quite frankly, our fans have responded. I mean, like when I was amazed at how many people were down in Atlanta, some from Atlanta, some from Pittsburgh. And that's the type of environment that we want to have. That's the type of following that we want to have. And we want to continue to stack brick on top of brick and build something really special. And we're at the beginning phases of that.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a Notre Dame takeover, according to Notre Dame fans. And it was not that.
No chance.
A couple of weeks ago.
No, our fans were there. They were loud. I wish our team would have played better. Everybody did. But we had a four-hour commercial on the city of Pittsburgh, and it was one of the best things that has happened to this place in about 20 years. So we're really excited with our athletics department and with our football program, with our volleyball program. Basketball is not where it needs to be, but we want to make some progress there and grow this season. So I'm excited about the opportunity, and we certainly want people to come out and be a part of history, be a part of the magic, be a part of what's possible at Pitt.
Alan, awesome stuff, man. We appreciate you joining us. Have a great week. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And if Pitt makes it to the ACC championship game, I don't know, you've been the good luck charm coming on the show, so we might have to make it happen again.
Hey, we'll do whatever we need to do.
Thank you,
appreciate
Alan.
Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you, Alan. Thank you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.